السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. It is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah Pak has made us see the 10th day of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to continue and inshallah the capacity to build ourselves on taqwa. And Allah accept the first 10 days. Continuing on the theme of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ. The first 10 days is of the mercy of Allah. Alhamdulillah, we enjoy the mercy of Allah. We do not even feel the fast, the taraweeh, little bit of ibadat. But now we need to energize ourselves for the next 20 days inshallah. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. And the middle 10 days is of forgiveness. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And the last 10 days is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, we were continuing on شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. That Allah revealed this Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. And we explained that it was not revealed in the entire month. But the decision came in the month of Ramadan, because in another verse it is said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. InshaAllah, at some later aspect, they will speak about Laylatul Qadr. Because the second Ashara is commencing, I want to use from the Qur'an one short part of a verse to explain what is this forgiveness. A beautiful part from Suratul Baqarah, the last ayat. From Lillahi ma fis samawat. But the last part is very important, which was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift in Mi'raj. But the last part is significant because of the limited time, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, anta mawlana, fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. What is the brief translation? Oh Allah, pardon us, wa'fu anna. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, shower mercy upon us. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and assist us against the disbelievers. This is the brief translation of this ayah. Of course, this commentary and tafsir, quite a long to this. But what is this وَعْفُ عَنَّا? To understand this, it is written in the commentary that whenever a person commits a sin, makes a mistake or an error, there are 4 witnesses. This is what we want, that Allah must pardon our sins now inshallah and make us have a clean slate. We make errors, we make mistakes. It comes in a hadith, kullu bani adam khatta'un. Every child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner. Wa khayril khatta'in at-tawwabun. But the best of sinners are those who make sincere tawbah. We'll speak on tawbah some other day. But just to understand, what is this forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 4 witnesses to every act of sin, wherever it is committed. The first is a place, makan. Somewhere a person may hide from somebody, but can he hide from Allah? No. Anywhere he goes. Say if he's committing a sin here in the masjid, Allah forbid, then this is the place where the sin was committed. It will bear testimony against him on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a record where he says, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question all the witnesses. We may hide from people. We may get away from our parents, our family. But can we hide from Allah and the witnesses which Allah has as a proof? So the earth will actually bear testimony against you. When you do ibadat on the spot, then Allah Ta'ala will make that piece of ground talk and say, Ya Allah, this person made sajda. This person made tilawat-e Quran. He gave sadaqah, he did qurbani, he went for hajj. That piece of ground will talk. And the place where he committed a sin, we should make tawbah on that same spot and move away. Because the la'nat of Allah is there already. Bu'd anir rahma is la'nat. Moving away from the mercy of Allah is the curse of Allah. So the first witness to every sin is the place. Understand this. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that the first record will be where? On the place. Number two is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has a witness with that person. And he says, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. That on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will seal the lips. We won't be able to talk. But our body parts will bear testimony for us or against us. Allahumma fazna, Allah protect us. You had to commit that sin either with your eye, or with your hand, or with your leg, or with some part of your body. So imagine that will now speak in favor of you or against you. And if you committed that sin, then it's against you. Allah protect us all. The third one is, the third witness, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. There are angels that are recording the good and the bad deeds of every human being. Everybody has recording angels. That is why at least have sharam and haya wherever we are, modesty. You're not frightened for anybody? Fright for Allah, fright for the malaika, fear Allah and say, O Allah, obliterate my sin from all these things. And the last witness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these recording angels writing into a book. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. It is said the suhuf refers to the books where will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. That is why the dua is, Allahumma hasibni hisabai yasira. O Allah, make my reckoning easy on the day of Qiyamah. But when a person says, wa'fu anna, Allah's mercy, look at Allah's mercy. In this particular word, it is said, O Allah, pardon me. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive me. وَرَحَمْنَا, and now shower me with your mercy. In these three words only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only tell the angels to wipe it, who recorded it, Allah himself says in the tafsir, it is mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I myself will delete all that sin. From the four witnesses, subhanallah, brothers. Allah is so merciful. That is why a beautiful dua that is taught for us in the hadith, Allahumma innaka afuun, let us repeat it, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu, one who pardons, one who obliterates, one who deletes, tuhibbu al-afwa, and you love this pardoning and forgiveness. Fa'fu anni, now forgive me and obliterate all my sins. Allah doesn't tell the angels to start deleting. Allah himself wipes it out. The angels from the recording books, they forget even that sin. The witnesses also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes. He doesn't tell the angel to do it, because they may say, Ya Allah, this person did this, how can you obliterate? No, Allah is Hakim. He has the wisdom. He does whatever He wants in the order of kun, fayakun, and Allah obliterates our sin. Brothers, this is a Mubarak Ashara of forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. We should sincerely seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way is making istighfar. We'll get to Tawbah, which is the highest stage, inshallah, if Allah give us long life and good health in some other day. But istighfar. Mal lazim al istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِن حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Three things will happen when you keep on reading istighfar. Today, this is the wazifa. Any istighfar. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي مِن كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَخَطِيَةٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. And سَيِّدُ الْأَسْتِغْفَارِ. Or keep on reading astaghfirullah. When you're driving also, when you're at home also, and when you got an opportunity to make tawbah in istighfar. What is this? If a person constantly makes istighfar, then man lazim al istighfar ja'ala Allah min kulli diqin makhraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds a way out from all his difficulties. Wa min kulli hammin faraja, from his sorrowful state and pitiful state, Allah Ta'ala will find an exit. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give him sustenance from sources unknown. Last story I will say in one or two minutes. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, very, very great saint. He had the habit, besides tilawat the Quran, he got a lot of hiding because of the Quran. And he used to read Quran in day. Can you imagine how much of barakah in his time? The wali of the time. He once came to a place. They didn't want to keep him in the masjid. He was the wali traveling. And they chased him out. So he came to a particular place. And he went to the people and said, give me accommodation for the night. They don't want to make me sleep in the masjid. So he came to the baker. He was a baker there. And he said, made salam to him and said, you seem like a traveler. Okay, you be my guest today. The hospitality of the Arabs is well known. But this person's lips were moving all the time. The baker, ordinary baker. What was he reciting? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, I tried to understand. So after the Isha Salah, when he finished his work for the night, a day, and then they said, hey, had him some meals. So he said, brother, since the time I came, I noticed, you know, before I retire to sleep, let me ask you a question. What are you reading all the time? He say, I am a sinful person. Imagine the ordinary baker. I read my namaz on time. I don't have time to do any good work or to serve humanity. And the only job I do is baking bread for the people and selling it. Said, I have a secret between me and Allah subhanahu. What it is? He said, I read 20,000 times astaghfar in 24 hours. An ordinary baker. You see, what else? Any desires? He says, I want to go for Hajj. And I want to meet Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the wali who they accuse in his assembly, thousands of people in his assembly. So he said, the Hajj will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but today the servant of Allah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, is right at your doorstep. Barakat of istighfar. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal picks his hand and says, oh Allah, you made his one dua come through, that you send Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal to him through the barakat of istighfar. Through the barakat of the same istighfar, Ya Allah, you are ghafir and ghafoor, and you are afu. Oh Allah, take him for Hajj. He say, a miracle happened that same year. They both met up in Hajj. Allah Ta'ala sent him for Hajj. The barakat of istighfar. Keep on reading istighfar. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah bless us. Allah guide us. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us so that we understand what is deen. Follow the Quran. Follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala make afiyat and salamati. And we must make sincere tawbah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send beneficial rains. Inshallah at 7:15 there will be a Salatul Istisqa at Orient school, inshallah. And the program will be that there will be a very short talk. There will be Salat and Khutbah and Dua. We have to make Dua. Allah send beneficial rains. And on Istighfar, Allah Ta'ala Himself said, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara, yurusili samaa alaykum midrara. When we make sincere tawbah, not only the animals will benefit, all living things will benefit, Allah will send beneficial rains. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.